I think it was that way, actually. You look at the start, I said from the very first game, I thought Bournemouth would be a top six side. We knew about Derby, how close they came last year. You look at Norwich with the talent within that squad. Ipswich came close last year, the late run, and expertly managed by Mick, and so much experience in terms of the division and gaining three promotions. So you're not surprised by it. You know, you look around Wolves, a huge club. Kenny Jackett, again, has been involved in taking teams through promotions, etc. And Watford, we know they're a very talented squad, you know, very talented indeed. Look at their strike force. And so, again, coming very close in recent seasons. So we're well aware of that. And I think it came out the last kick of the last game. I really do. But right now, we're in good shape.
Mm. Do you approach it mentally as a 10-game season now?
It's one game at a time. And yes, it is 10 games left, and it is a mini season. And many people say the season starts now, and all the old cliches. But the fact is, all through the season, we've gone one game at a time. Mm. And we count from 46 down to one. That's how we did it the last couple of years, and we're doing it again now. And here we are, you know, game 46 at home to Charlton. We spoke about just focusing on Charlton, forgetting Bournemouth at the time. And that's been away now. Forget Blackburn. It's just purely about us preparing for Saturday as best we can. If we do that, can we deliver the right level of performance?
Is that approach what's helped you recover from those less positive games, the Middlesbrough away, the Charlton away games, that you say, right, we compartmentalise that game. It was a one game, bang, it's gone, move on.
Yeah, it is. And also, you've got to look at the type of questions being asked. People referring back to the one or two or three games that we weren't quite at it. It's a long, long season here where we played 36 games. And people referring back to one or two games, that speaks volumes for the quality of the players and the consistency of performance that they've delivered. So, you know, don't forget the start of the season, people were saying just survive. Then it was just mid-table obscurity. Then it was just top 10. Now, ending outside top six is a failure. So that's all credit to the players. And, yeah, hopefully we can deliver the right level of performances from now to the end of the season.